this is what I believe, that my soul is a dark forest. William Oram's chosen quote from D.H. Lawrence introduces this Poets Weave program featuring Oram's poetry. I am Jenny Kandar. William Oram's poetry and fiction have appeared in over 60 journals and have twice been nominated for the Pushcart Prize. Adonai, Adonai, on whom these truths do rest which we are toiling all our lives to find. Wordsworth. It was always such a fine idea, a man who lived among clouds, and not just clouds, the picture book averred, those crimped foil crenellations of light stabbing down on the grass like assailants. God, the adult who listened to you, a father who actually cared. He bent the rainbow in his hairy hands, made the earth dry when it was, and absurdly fecund when it was, gave all explanations a resting spot with his prevenient will. In fall the leaf scurry was his bare feet walking. Snow landing on snow was his name being whispered. And later, when death would come, or bad sickness, he'd be there, stroking his antique face in concern, telling in the fevered shell of your ear how light is from light is from light. Ursine. The hands of alders hang in shattered water, swollen up the banks with extra rain. It must be so inviting. I see the bears dip low their thick, muscly snouts and lop, lop the effluent. They're tawny, not black, the colour of molasses in glass jars. The snow they pad about and nose away is old and heavy as their hides, sodden with mid-season weight. But these are hungry creatures, wakened from that blank horizon of required sleep, their tendons stirring visibly beneath the battered pelts. Now and now, clumps of old moss loosened by the rain slither down the trunks like frightful slugs, humping lazily about the roots. Having drunk, they rouse their loutish hides, thick thighs curl and push. One, then both, then all slough off into their day. I watch them go like boats through the slow, shining forest. Whale discovered at Cape Henlopen. By afternoon the sky was sooty, looming rain. Atlantic blew and turned and blew again. And here it lay, slung up in some salt wave to be muttered over by approving crabs. The meat was cleaned but recent, living bones still pliant blue. An outraged mess of gulls exploded from the glistening sand. Coming close, we still could see the gentle rest of hip and spine, a treasury of scattered vertebrae, and something of the jaw wherein they say the music lies, that long, expressive arc, like us, that sing. I shall reread Sonnet. One comes, then, faintly conscious as of rain, or just the consciousness of being held to life. The light is clear and true. In later times such days will smart against your memory's bone. The Catholic grain was milled after the sheaf and graduated you. The church did clap its stones. Then childhood rounds its street, and if done well it knows delight and how to shape its vowels. No racks or pins were so but in the head where all remembered hurts find echoes wall. The violence of a drunken dam, that house that lying in was like a needle bed. The sun's as fresh as when you first began. We start to live again. These poems are by William Oram. This is The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kandar.